Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive and his return is imminent and he's returning soon, very soon. I can just believe that his return is soon, even imminent, any moment now. And I thank the Lord for all that he's shown me. Now I love the Lord my God and King. And I thank God for every day that I walk with him in peace. I love him. Salvation is very good, and I thank God for it. I anticipate the rapture of the church and the return of Christ. It's something that I look forward to, but the Lord is still saving people, and I'm patient. My life is not painful. I'm not in a hurry for the rapture to come back for my sake, but I won't. There are so many wonderful people out there. And if I was on the outside looking in, I would want the Lord to work me in. I would want the Lord to set things up so I could believe. Because I know what it's like to be a sinner. When you're a sinner, you don't always listen. You don't always know. You think you know what you really don't. And there are many people out there, if somebody ministered salvation correctly, they would come out of the world. But the Lord is on the time schedule as well. And he has to come back by a set time. He told me, I don't say that lightly, about 3.5 years ago, he said the day is set. So he knows that day. But he said he's coming back at the most strategic moment. And he's going to save as many people as possible. That's why it's so important for us to live our lives in looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, when we look to, if we look to Jesus, our whole body will be full of light. As we receive his words and the things that he put before us, as we're receptive to the things of God, we become we come to a point where we believe his word, and that's where our faith comes from. Our faith only comes from the word of God that we receive that forms faith in our hearts. See, we receive the word and we believe it. When we believe it, it has formed faith in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit helps us to know the truth. That's why when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you build up your most holy faith. You start asking the Lord to help you where you need his help the most. And it's a glorious thing to receive his word. And then when the Holy Spirit helps you understand, when he guides you in the truth, then you believe it. You believe the word of God. And it becomes active in your life. And I thank the Lord for that. As we go forward endeavoring to do all that's in God's heart, everything we learn of the Lord, we practice it immediately. That's how it works. Now, Jesus told his disciples to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees and also the leaven of Herod. Now, the leaven of the Pharisees is religious preeminence. It's the same thing Satan did, and also the leaven of Herod. Preeminence as a king, desiring to be first. But see, in Christ, we are one body, and there are many people. Many people are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So that tells me that all of my brothers and sisters are joint heirs in Jesus Christ. I'm not more important than anybody else. And I don't want to usurp authority over others. Being called to be an apostle, it's just a function. It's a grace that I couldn't give myself. All the callings and offices of God, they're grace. It's a grace. God gives it the way he wants to. Now, just because God has called you to do something, into an office and he's given you something to do, then it's your job to be faithful in doing it. You have to serve people with that office. So he didn't give me an office to be better than others. That's a worldly view. That's satanic. God hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans, people that had power over the people. God loves us individually and also collectively. We make up the body of Christ. And so when you have the love of God in place, you can easily drive out the leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod is just a bold-faced lie from the pit. It's no different than what Satan did. He tried to usurp himself over others. People have been, there were angels and people that have been serving God for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And he loved the glory. And he wanted the prestige for himself. That's what the leaven of the Pharisees is. You can't seek God anymore when you have that kind of leaven swelling in your heart. Many people have missed the high calling of God in Christ Jesus because they love preeminence. The leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven of the Pharisees is anti-love. It's anti-God. It's anti-Christ. It has no concern for other people. It walks around the man that fell amongst thieves. The Levite walked around and kept going, the leaven of the Pharisees. The priest, which is the Levites, they walked around him and kept on their journey as if the man was not about to die. Even the prophets, they were not concerned about those that couldn't help them. But if there was a rich person laying there, oh, now we'll help you. You can give into my ministry. Leaven of the Pharisees. But when people, when they need our help, we can pray and believe God and help them. When people are wayward, we can pray for their salvation. We can rebuke the enemy on their behalf. We can minister life to them in the love of God. When it comes to, you know, when we can seek to serve everybody we know. When it comes to our bosses, we can work as unto God without complaining. Just like 1 Peter said, I believe in 1 Peter chapter 1. And it's not popular among people that I know personally. But those that love God, that's the way to go. The leaven of the Pharisees ignore the scriptures. It ignores the things of God. It ignores the potential that God can do in your life. It ignores the grace of God. It ignores the body of Christ. It has no remorse against people that need our help. The leaven of the Pharisees is not the way to go. It's dangerous. And it's dangerous against life. And God won't let it in heaven. He told his own disciples who really loved him to be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. I took him seriously, just like everything else. And I don't depend on my wit and my strength and my logic and my might to serve God. I asked the Lord to help me do all this in his heart. Help me make all the adjustments I need to make. You know, I love him. I asked the Lord I said, Lord, I want my whole life to be worship. Every deed I do, everything that I do and speak, I want it to be worship. Not just the songs that I sing on Sunday, not just the instruments, but I want my life to represent you in every way. I want my life to be worship to you. And he told me some things. And then in the Sunday school, I was blessed by Mary Johnson. She's over our Fresh Start at Victory. We call our Sunday school Fresh Start Breakfast Club. And I love it. That's one of the highlights of my week. And she really, really blessed me. And she talked about worship. And just what I was praying for. You know, the Lord loves us. She didn't know what I prayed Friday afternoon. She didn't know what I was in the house praying that day. And that was possibly still in the morning when I did that. It was right before lunch. And I prayed and asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want my life to be worship before you. Now, the leaven of the Pharisees ain't doing that. They will not do that. They will not put others first. See, some people, they think of an apostle. They say, well, you're over me, and I don't want you to be over me. People are proud that way. But that's still the leaven of the Pharisees. Every child of God has something to offer. Everybody. Because of our creative abilities, our individual uniqueness, the way God made us. And I watched. He can cause people to say what's necessary. Through their relationship with Him, the Lord can give us insight that we can't get any other way. I'm talking about individuals, just regular, everyday Christians that just love God. God can cause them to say what you really need the most. And a lot of people, they only receive from the upscale, people that everybody recognize, college professors, pastors that people recognize and agree with. Even there's the leaven in the Pharisees. It divides the church into like a pie. You know, some people won't receive from a Methodist or a Baptist or a Presbyterian. They'll only receive from Pentecostals, and some Baptists won't receive from a Pentecostal. They think we're crazy. But when you look at people with the love of God, whatever they can say to be a blessing, you can easily receive it. The leaven of the Pharisees don't look at people with the love of God. They look at people according to status, popularity. What can you do for me? They cater to the rich. And many people are going to miss heaven because they have catered to the wicked rich. And the wicked rich told them, I don't like when you talk about this or that. You know, bro, preacher, you don't need to talk about homosexuality or fornication. Because they know they're into it. And we put a lot of money in my church, in the church, me and my family. They want the preacher to preach their way. This is nothing new. Isaiah chapter 30, they just boldly told, they came to him like a serpent. They came to Isaiah like a serpent. And these were the fellow men of God, this people of Israel, saying, don't preach us the things of God. Preach smooth things. Even preach deceits. Prophesy deceits. Preach smooth things. That's what God's going to leave back here. When he take his people out of the way, the people that he got to leave back here or right here is people that want smooth things. And they turn their face against God. They look the other way when God is trying to get them to come back inside of the ark of safety. He say, hey, come back to my kingdom. Follow me. And they say, well, we kind of like it over here. They don't say that, but that's what they do. They just cling to what they love the most. And that's where they're going to die. You see, those are the people that God is going to send strong delusion so that they can believe a lie. See, the false prophet and the beast have a purpose. They are parasites. And parasites eat up what's dead. They take the life out of whatever's left and finish it off. You know, flies have a purpose. If an animal died, the fly lay eggs and the maggots will eat everything up and become more flies. They serve a purpose. They're nasty. They eat the rot. So that's Satan's purpose. He was an angel. He was a judge. And he covered. He was a blessing when he was Lucifer. He was a judge. And then he wanted preeminence. He fell out of love with God because the same process of the world happened in him. See, the world hardens your heart against God. That's why Satan's evil. He went from being a judge to an accuser. He went from being an angel to a devil. He was anointed to do good purposes, but he was repurposed to be a parasite. Now, all these things are true. When you study the Word of God, you know for what they are. I don't have time to go back and teach all the things God taught me about Lucifer, but Lucifer fell because his heart hardened against God. His focus changed. He was looking at his beauty and his wisdom. And God had equipped him to do what he was designed for. And he had a glorious purpose. And God made Adam to do his glorious purpose. And the first Adam was, he went out there, he followed Satan. But Jesus Christ became the second Adam. And he redeemed us back to God. Now he's the light of the world. And then we are his body. We are also the light of the world. And if we're joint heirs with God and Christ, with Jesus, God made us joint heirs. We're joint heirs with Jesus. That means that everybody in the body of Christ is royalty. We are made priests and kings. And the offices that he gave us is to help equip the body so that we don't get tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We can become stable and we can grow from glory to glory. Now, apostles is listed first in the order of God, and then prophets, and then evangelists, and then pastors and teachers. And we all need each other. We're all very important. And the prophet is subject to the prophet. So whoever God is using, I'm a listener. God can use a person that he has not called to the fivefold ministry to speak a word to bless me. And I'm going to listen because I love God. When I hear the voice of my Father, I will humble myself and receive. And then I will turn around and thank the person who spoke that word or help me gain insight. Sometimes God will cause people to do something in your sight and give you revelation at the same time because of it. Now, I'm not saying these things for nothing. This is true. We are joint heirs with God, with Jesus Christ. God made us joint heirs. Let me get it right. He made us joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So everybody's important, and I treat everybody as if they're important. And I love everybody, and I'm pulling for you. In fact, some people want to be the best God ever had. Well, I want everybody to be their best. In all honesty, before the Lord, I want to do all that's in this heart, all that I possibly can by the Holy Spirit. And I give him myself. I present myself a living sacrifice, and I try not to do nothing stupid. I want to do all that's in God's heart. I confess it, I pray it, and I act on it. I confess it because I have made mistakes, and I don't have time for mistakes. And I don't want to get caught off on a tangent. I've seen other ministers get off on tangents, and I decided one day, I said, you know, that can happen to me too. I don't want to get it. I said, Lord, help me not get off on a tangent. Help me be pliable to the Holy Spirit to do whatever you want done in a timely fashion. And help me to do it right and not be a stumbling block. See, I can't see everything that I do. I don't always know how I come across to people. You know, if people live with you long enough, you'll offend people. Satan can do things and that you don't catch, and people can take things by mistake. Think you're sinister or something. But you know, your intentions are good, but they can't always tell. And I understand that. But that's why I say, Lord, help me do all this in your heart. Help me be like you want me to be, according to the word of God. Now, if people are offended at the word, they're going to be offended at me. I understand that. I'm not trying to stop that problem. But I don't want to do anything against anybody. I want to do everything according to God's heart, representing him. And I want to do everything in ministry-wise that he wants me to do, fulfill all of my destiny, everything that I possibly can do. And you know, I really desire from my heart that everybody I know did an even better job. But I see that people don't do that. People don't, they won't go forward. They won't follow God. They won't draw near so God can use them. They want God on their terms. And they're missing out. But if they would follow God, I wish they did a better job than me. And I wish I did everything possible that I could do. Because competition is just a dead man's dream. I don't believe in competition. I believe in the living love of God. And I want to see all his people blessed. And I'm going to be blessed. And I thoroughly appreciate everybody who have helped me to understand the Lord. And God did not always use top name brand people. That's a new one, name brand people. You know, when you think about cereal, you think about name brand like Kellogg's and General Mills and things. Well, there are preachers that are named that on TV and radio and whatever. But I promise you, I was blessed by people that people really don't know thoroughly. Elder Lewis taught me the word. God used that man to help me understand many things. I used to work, come at the church and help clean up and listen to him talk. Not when he was just up there preaching, but when he would be doing a project or something, I'd come and help him so I could listen to him. I wanted to learn. I wanted to be a blessing. And then I learned to go in God's presence. Now, Elder Lewis helped us learn to worship God. He was a pastor who would praise God and worship God. And I thank the Lord for that. And that was a friend of mine. He was my age. We graduated around the same time. And he could sing. But he wanted to be like Bishop Bonner. And he and Elder Lewis, he loved those guys. And he wanted to be effective in ministry. And he would pray for hours just in the presence of the Lord. And he would yield himself like to the Lord like that every day for years. And he would lead us in worship. And I learned to go in God's presence. And I was already curious, so I started asking the Holy Spirit questions. See, God used people, everyday people, to bless you. You just have to receive it. Some people get in competition, but guess what that is? That's just the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Desiring preeminence. Preeminence they don't love people. When people have that kind of leaven, they don't see people with the eyes of love. They get in competition and the Holy Spirit withdraws from people that do things that way. But he draws near to those who draw near to him. And he resists the proud. Proud people can't learn from the Holy Spirit like those who draw near can. And they never will. They're going to have to humble themselves like we should do. I appreciate the grace of God. And everybody that God have ever used, children, adults, people my same age, friends, cousins, whoever God chose to use, I thank the Lord thoroughly for them. And I want to do all this in his heart. The leaven of the Pharisees, the Lord plainly showed it to us. he came to his own, and his own received him not. It was the priest and it was the religious leaders that wanted Jesus dead the most. And then they incited the crowd, and the crowd was even worse. See, the fruit you bear gonna be greater than you. So if you're wrong and you're bad, they're gonna really be bad. And if you really love God and you produce fruit, that fruit is gonna grow, and they're gonna develop because they have more knowledge to work with. And they become elders in the things of God, and they become greater than their leaders. David said that thou through thy word has made me wiser than my teachers. See, we're designed to ever increase. Jesus said, he that believeth on me will do greater works than me, because I go to my Father. Jesus gave us example. We're designed to do great things. The next generation, if I do my job, should do greater than me. That's just the way I told my son. I said, if I do my job, then and you receive of God, you can do greater works than me. And I thank the Lord for it. Everything that you do does something. But the leaven of the Pharisees is nothing like Jesus. The leaven of the Pharisees doubts against people in competition. It doubts against God. It doesn't want God in its thinking. It wants to be the leadership. It wants to take God's place, and it gets worse. Sin will turn you into something you really don't want to be. And Jesus conquered it for us, and for that I am very thankful. If a person don't get rid of sin in their life and they get into the glory of God, they'll collapse. Their sin is revealed. When Jesus come back, everybody gonna know that they're on the wrong side of the track that's here. That's not right with God. They're gonna know it. And they're gonna run as in terror. And they're gonna throw away their idols and their books and their cold religious things. And the Bibles of men, the things that men wrote. They're gonna cast the Quran aside. The writings of Buddha is gonna be out of the question. They're going to know from the inside that where they are. They're going to know that they're wrong. Nobody has to tell them. Jesus doesn't have to say a word. Because in his glory, you're known as you really are. But when you seek the Lord and repent, and you grow from glory to glory, and when you go in his presence, you'll start seeing things as they truly are. I taught my son, when you go in God's presence and worship him in spirit and in truth, you will see things clearly as they truly are. All the masks will come off. God will show you the reality of what people really are. And you'll just have to receive that portion, that wisdom from the Lord, that knowledge from the Lord, and govern your life accordingly. And then from there, you'll have great success. Because the wrong people can slow you down. Some people haven't let go of the world yet. They haven't let go of the leaven of the Pharisees that the Lord plainly told us to watch out for. And we have to remember, the anointing of God sanctions us to do specific things. Our anointing works on a particular avenue, so to speak. Whatever you're anointed for, that's where you're going to be king. That's where you're going to have the success of God. That's where you have God's ability. We have to learn also to appreciate the diversity of everybody's anointing. It's working together for one cause, but it does it according to the direction of the Holy Spirit, and it should be respected. Some people are designed to pastor and help people grow. Some people are designed to teach God's word and help people understand. Some people are designed to govern the body. Some people are designed to encourage the body. And caution the body what to watch out for. We all need each other. There are, you know, God has unique ministers, and I thank God for all of them. Those that are well known and those that are not well known. I've been blessed by Kenneth Hagin. He taught me faith. He taught our age. He brought us back to the knowledge of faith. He was one of the key people that God used mightily in America to teach us faith. And God showed him a vision of basically World War III, where people, where the bombs dropped and the buildings were burned up. But it was delayed because he taught us faith. Charles Capps taught us how to confess. Henry Grewell, the prayer walker. I mean, I don't know anybody that could do what he did like he did it. He was anointed for that. And I love his ministry. I listen to him as often as possible. Steve Quayle helped us to see what's forming. We all have our individual unique ministries. We can't tell who's without God and who's not. The angels couldn't do it, so I don't trust that I can do it, and I won't try. I love everybody. If the Lord brings something to me, fine. Because when you go in this presence, you'll start seeing things as they truly are. But we really need to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees and never accuse anybody without, you know, Satan went from being a judge. Lucifer was the judge. Satan is the accuser. He went south. And we need to go forward in the Lord. As we go in his presence, we can do so. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to help us go forward in the Lord only and do what blesses. And I thank God for it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.